everybody.
Hey, everybody. Okay, we're starting again. I sound like that stupid Simpsons character.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, I love that guy. Fuck.
God damn.
All right.
No, it's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in and listening. There's something we have to address first. You're listening to pretty much the same podcast, but under a new name. You're now listening to Out of Dodge.
It's a brand new name, but the vibe is very much the same.
Same garbage that you know and love. Same garbage people that you know and love.
Every single week, without delay. We've never missed an episode.
Never missed.
We're here again.
We actually have 117 episodes.
Yeah, because we didn't forget about the podcast for about 2 months. That didn't happen.
Not forgot.
No.
We're purposefully ignored. We didn't do that at all.
That's not us. We're very professional, and we have a new name now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're here to bring you all the news. We don't really do news.
And mostly our opinions.
You might not like it.
No, but that's what a podcast is. So, you know, hey, if you don't like it, there's about 400 billion more you could choose from. I would say most are worse, but, you know.
Actually, I think Amazon sold out of podcast mics a month ago. Apparently it's a real booming market for the radio, but a little different.
Everybody else who also went to film school is having a podcast.
Is anyone that we know doing a podcast? Other than Rocky, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, I think we have not like friends, but people we know
podcasts.
Who actually had a name that is like four letters off from our old name, so that's cool. But not that they even knew that it existed, so
sabotage.
Not sabotage at all. That's also not why we have a new name.
No,
we'll never know why we had a new name. Probably because we got tired of the old one, but who knows.
It didn't take us a long time either.
No, honestly, maybe 4 or 5 weeks.
Which is pretty quick if you think about it. So let's
a lot quicker than some other things.
Let's just crash into our first talking point.
Please do crash into me.
As everybody knows, the Waterworld stunt show has taken the globe by storm. It's actually pushed all other media and delayed everything because people are so focused on this stunt show.
Yeah.
And had things gone according to plan, we actually would have seen several major blockbusters by now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm talking No Time to Die, Wonder Woman 1984, Black Widow, Fast and Furious 9, the Minions movie nobody wanted.
Wait, there was a Fast 9? Hold on. Before we go too much farther.
By all means. It is
important to say that as the Waterworld stunt show kind of grips the world in this icy vice, there's, of course, a lot more important news regarding the Waterworld stunt show.
Oh, no, for sure.
But we are not prepared to talk about that. And, you know, obviously, stay inside because everybody's in the splash zone.
But you know what? Everyone is in the splash zone.
And if you're in America, we're here with you. And we're sorry that the Waterworld stunt show is just thrashing us.
We're also very sorry that our government has almost completely ignored the stunt show and its sheer fucking power. And I will say that, like, I've loved movies my entire life, and I might sound a little bummed out that we didn't get to see any of these probably terrible films, but nothing is more important than everyone getting through this stunt show safe and sound. So obviously, as long as it takes so that we can see movies and be safe from the stunt show, you know, I'm willing to wait.
Yeah, yeah. But that being said, we missed some things.
That being said, I noticed it because a lot of, like, tie-in promotions for movies still happen, despite the movies not being out.
Really?
Like, For example, Dairy Queen was like, we did a Wonder Woman blizzard, and that came out. Like, they were like, here's the blizzard. The movie has been pushed to, like, November. And McDonald's was like, do you want a Minions toy? That movie's been pushed a year into the future. But, like, it was too late to stop these promotions because they, you know.
Because the capitalism train has no brakes. So, what do you want to run down some of, like, the kind of the big heavy hitters of movies that have been delayed due to the Waterworld stuff?
Oh, yeah, totally. I want to say No Time to Die was one of the first ones.
I think so too.
The next James Bond movie, which, as we all know, James Bond's pretty hit or miss.
It super is. It's really absolute in that, where it's either really good, or it is Quantum of Solace.
Or Spectre.
Spectre, and you just want to not watch it?
I've actually seen every James Bond film, because what else am I going to do?
Why?
With my, you know,
literally anything.
I got to see everything that's ever been made.
Sure.
And, like, Casino Royale, the Daniel Craig one was,
yeah, the,
like,
first Daniel,
like,
Craig
phenomenal. One. And it's like, oh my God. And then they do Quantum of Solace, and you're like, huh? But then they're like, no, we got it. And then they do Skyfall, and you're like, holy shit, that's, like, the best one you guys have ever done. And they're like, we know. So here's Spectre, which is, like, the Winter Soldier if it was terrible. And I was like,
Winter Soldier if they forgot what a plot was, and they're like, here it is at the end. The last 30 minutes, we're just going to give you all the things.
It's Winter Soldier if you didn't like the characters, and also nothing cool happened.
Yeah, if nobody liked being in the movie either, so. And I think after that, Daniel Craig was like, I'd rather slip my wrist than do another James Bond.
I read about that, and I don't think it was that he hated being James Bond. I think it was just that, like, the physical stress of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very taxing, and I'm sure, like, mm-hmm. the training for the fight scenes is probably a huge pain in the ass, and I think that's more where that was coming from.
Yeah, and I also feel like, no offense to Daniel Craig's James Bond, but it's kind of a boring role, you know?
You know, yeah.
Because he's not, like, I would say, like, a handful of scenes, mainly in Casino, where he has to be, like, suave and, like, you know, kind of, I don't know, get his way into things just using his personality.
Yeah.
And in the other films, he does not do that at all. He's, like, just completely, like, brute force. So, I just don't think it's as fun to play when you're not really acting, you're just moving. But that's just me.
No, I can see that. I will say that Skyfall felt more introspective than we normally mm-hmm. get with James Bond, where it's like, well, this happened to him when he was young, and this ties into this. And I was like, oh, that's neat. And then Spectre was like, who cares? Who cares about character development? I don't. Yeah. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Not
to get... The villains are the fun part. The fun mm-hmm. roles to play in a James Bond. Because,
like,
you have to be this, you know.
Because Inspector was that guy whose name I forgot.
Blofeld?
But I really like... No, the actor. Oh, yeah. In Inspector, the bad guy was Christoph Waltz, who...
Christoph Waltz.
...is, like, very talented and can be super evil. But they were we're not going to write this character. And I'm like,
no.
Okay.
It's disappointing. Very disappointing.
It's a lot. It's a whole bit. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that there's this one transition in Spectre where it goes from, like, pitch black to bright day, and it's just so fucking jarring. Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing that in theaters, and everyone went, oh,
I was
Jesus.
Like, fuck. That.
I hate that in movies.
I also hate that as well. Also, if it's a night scene, there has to be some ambient light.
Please.
You're not...
That's just cinematography 101.
Also, like, most people can't film fight scenes at night. And if you can't do it, don't do it.
There is a really cool fight scene at night in Skyfall, which is...
Because the ambient light of the Burning Mansion.
Oh, well, I was going to say the one with the sniper. And
oh, yeah.
Like, the neon sign in the background.
The Blade Runner atmosphere.
So good.
Really helped.
Really cool.
Okay, so moving on from James Bond, even though... I wrote like a whole movie because I like James Bond. Wonder Woman was also supposed to come out, as was Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
Which, who knows, you know?
I think Wonder Woman would have been good.
I hope so. Bringing Chris Pine back is a wacky move, but...
I have a feeling it's not, like, actually Chris Pine.
It's like a Chris Pine mirage.
I mean, I think it's a clone. It's, like, used that made sense. To, like, distract her from what's going on.
In the trailer, it was like... I'm bad guy, McBad guy, and I work at the bad guy corp, and I can give everyone what they want. And I was like, yeah, it seems a little mysterious.
Seems like you're a bad guy.
It seems evil. You know, I was intrigued.
Yeah, and it definitely, the trailers gave off a good energy.
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman was like the first time when the DC universe was like, we're not dead.
Yeah. Let's resurrect this corpse one more time, baby. I think it was going to be pretty all right. Like, it has a lot of good talent in it. So,
oh, yeah.
Whether or not Gal Gadot has, you know, kind of burned some of her public goodwill is neither here nor there.
Who's to say?
But her acting's...
Conversation.
Like, you know, she's a great Wonder Woman. She plays that role very well.
I'm really intrigued to what the cheetah looks like.
I hope it's a cheetah.
Not like Hellboy? The Cat in the Hat.
I hope it's like Hellboy, where it's just the same character from Hellboy.
I hope Hellboy's there.
I just want the cheetah to be Abe Simpian or whatever his name is.
I love that guy.
Just a fish, you know? And she's like, why are you a fish? It's like, I'm a cheetah. It's like, okay. Anyways, the one that I'm not crazy stoked on, which is weird because... I personally like Marvel over DC. Is the Black Widow movie?
No, I feel you. Yeah.
I kind of forgot about it until you mentioned it. I forgot it was supposed to come out.
We had our first of 50 pre-show meetings, yes. As we do.
Every week.
I was like, oh yeah, Black Widow. And... Yeah, I don't know. I don't like. I should be excited for it, and like, I like Taskmaster, and I love Florence, who's in it, and the guy from Stranger Things is in it, and like, I'm like, that's an exciting little cast, but the movie does feel a little bit late because being a core member of the Avengers and also being dead, I'm like, okay.
Yeah. So
thanks, I guess.
My issue with it chiefly is that, so she starts as like one character in. Iron Man 2.
Avengers. Oh, yeah,
and,
Iron Man 2.
You know, she's like this, like, espionage, spy, beat 'em up lady, and you're like, cool, interesting person. But she, especially in, like, Winter Soldier, and kind of in Civil War, it's like a good area of growth for her. It's kind of like whatever means necessary to get the job done. And by the end of her, like, on screen run at, with Endgame, right? She, like, whatever means necessary, she, like, takes the ultimate sacrifice and does it. Like, that's the arc of her character. It's done. So, putting a movie kind of at the tail end of her character arc seems super weird because there's no more character growth for her to do.
Yeah, I'm kind of confused.
Or for us to see, because it doesn't mean anything. Because she's not around anymore for any change that happens to her character.
To reflect itself in other movies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of confuddled on... Yeah, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I want it to be good, but I have a feeling it's...
I also
probably
want things to be
just
going to
be
well.
Like a middling Marvel origin story, you know?
Kind of more excited... about like the Eternals or the Ten Rings or even fucking Doctor Strange 2, Thor 4, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
It just feels like there are a lot more interesting things kind of down the pipeline. So,
and I feel not to say that, you know, Black Widow is going to be a bad movie or that I don't want to see it, you know, like I'll see it. I'll be excited to see it when it comes out.
I have to see it,
but I just think it was more of a fan servicey thing.
Which is weird because it's
I
way
don't...
after people were asking for it. Jesus.
I don't think there's, like, people have been asking for it, right? But I don't think there was ever a plan to do it. And
now they're like, well, I guess we'll do
it. Endgame happened, and they're like, oh, you killed her? We should have put a movie in there somewhere. Oops. So, yeah. I don't know.
We could. I mean, I would be very happy to be wrong about it. You know what I mean?
True.
I'd be delighted. True. I'd be delighted for it to be cool and like subvert expectations or whatever. And we'll come back episode 85 to be like, Black Widow was actually great and blah, 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 blah.
Minions. No, I'm kidding.
No. Pixar is doing a movie called Soul that was also delayed.
Mm-hmm.
As was Fast and Furious 9.
Is
and so
Doctor yeah. directing that?
I don't have a lot of word on. Oh yeah, it is Doctor. Yeah. What a world. Mm-hmm. I don't have a lot of word on that movie yet because we're kind of far away now mm-hmm. from when it's being released. But I love Pixar. It does look high concept, which I feel like is usually their, like they do better.
They do.
When it's.
Yeah, when it's more creative and less cars.
It's more like original. Yeah. 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 I didn't want to say it, but yeah.
I mean, yeah, Cars is the worst one.
So the thing is, like, every movie that gets delayed ends up pushing another movie. Mm-hmm. Like, because Black Widow gets delayed, it ends up pushing all the other Marvel movies backwards a little bit.
Which is understandable, though.
No, for sure. It's kind of that way with every studio, because studios will be like, we're releasing a movie now in this place, but it doesn't have to be one specific one, but we need to hold this date. And that's just kind of how it is. Godzilla versus Kong, which I know everyone's just chomping at the fucking bit for, Jesus. Got delayed.
Oh,
so
no.
Big bummer there. For all you people who are just real hardcore Skull Islanders or whatever, Monarch heads, I don't know what the fucking terminology is for this shared universe.
Nerds, I think.
I don't know, because I feel like most nerds don't care.
That's true. Because we're nerds and we don't care.
Because, like, I like Godzilla, but I'd be hard-pressed to say any Godzilla film is good. Except for maybe the first one.
First one. And by the first one,
I mean the first one. I mean, like, 54.
He's also... I watched that somewhat recently in the last year. Godzilla's mm-hmm. only in, like, 15 minutes of the whole movie.
Well, because it was the year... 1954. And that's why
it's really good, though. It's really cool.
No, it's because I feel it works well as a metaphor, obviously, for nuclear annihilation mm-hmm. and like pure terror. Mm-hmm. Another movie that kind of got delayed, which was wacky, was the movie Greenland. And there's actually a huge conspiracy about this for about 5 minutes, because around March, which was the like half of March, was right before the War of Worlds stunt show
yeah.
kicked in.
Yeah.
And they were running trailers for Greenland in theaters, and it was this movie about, you know, like a giant meteor is coming to Earth, everyone's got to get out of the way, there are bunkers in Greenland, whatever. So then they pulled the trailer from the internet, and people were like, it's obviously because there's a big meteor coming. And I'm like, well, that's fucking stupid. But, like, weeks and weeks went by, and the studio said nothing about the movie, and people were like, well, maybe there's a big meteor coming. But then, like, a week ago, the trailer dropped again, and they're like, well, we're going to come out in... like August or October or whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
No big meteor, guys. We're good.
Yeah.
I mean, are we safe from the movie itself? No.
No, I actually didn't see anything for this movie. So, this is the first hearing about it right now. So,
It's another disaster film, which the world kind of thought we were done with after Geostorm. And even stars the same fucking guy.
Butler?
Yeah.
You're shitting me.
It's not the same director, though. I think it's a different... Oh, my God. I typed in Greenland to get more information.
And you just got
the
country of...
I got the fucking country.
God damn it.
I'm fucking stupid.
But I have a history with meteors.
I'd love you to explain what that
so
means.
So, in film school, which we both attended, Shane, and we're both screenwriting majors, I wrote a end-of-the-world movie... in feature 1 and 2 that had to do with a meteor, and people like knew it was coming, and so it was like, how do people live under the threat of like pure annihilation? And it was like a comedy, and I wrote it for 2 semesters, and it was like 95 pages, like countless hours went into it, and I gave it to my professor, who had seen it the whole time, right? Who was getting pages from me, and mm-hmm. he went, oh, you know, there's another movie out just like this. And I went, huh? And he says, yeah, it's Seeking a Friend for the End of the World or whatever. And he didn't tell me before, and I didn't know about this movie. It had Steve Carell, Keira Knightley. So I wrote that movie. It's kind of like people that say that they invented the iPhone before the iPhone. That was me. But I invented a shitty comedy.
Well, maybe it's good.
No, I watched it. It's not a good movie. And also, I read my own script, and it's not a good movie. So.
I'm sorry. Oops. It'll be on the Patreon, though, guys.
Oh, yeah. It's full on Patreon, yeah.
full read-through of Trevor's
stage reading with Steve Carell and Keira Knightley on Patreon. So many strings pulled on that one.
Hell of a coincidence.
Yeah, crazy.
But they were both free, apparently. Yeah.
So. No, literally, they cost zero money.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to bring up that media-related
trauma.
Okay,
I just hate space rocks.
You know what's weird? Greenland's actually trending at number 18 on IMDb, which is insane. That means people want to see this movie.
Everyone wants to see that movie.
Apparently they do.
Oh, my God. It's just a bunch of bots who are, like, searching for...
The trailer is actually not bad, I will say. Okay. I'm not saying the movie will be
good.
Well,
after this, I'll look it up.
It's a well-made trailer.
Most things are. No, I wouldn't say that, actually.
Not most things. But the big thing that I feel like we have to talk about, and the one movie that's probably caused the most of a ruckus, despite the Waterworld stunt show obviously being a big deal, is the movie Tenet. Because it's... the movie Tenet is a real force of nature. It was announced like probably last year, but they started doing trailers for it, get the ball rolling.
Yeah, I think it was during the Super Bowl last year.
It's Christopher Nolan.
Yes.
It's kind of a time travel-y, weird fighting movie. It definitely has more of an Inception vibe, I would say, than anything else.
Yeah.
Because you have, like, different forces and they're fighting or whatever.
I still don't know how it works.
No, I don't either. But that's the fun, I think.
Their marketing campaign is fucking bizarre.
It is very bizarre. They went pretty heavy in Fortnite, which I would argue is no longer relevant.
And
I'm not Christopher Nolan.
I'm going to say...
You know, so I'm not going to...
Well, I don't think it's him, because he hates...
No, probably not.
He hates anything not in cinema, because he's a very peculiar... filmmaker.
If it's not on film, he'll actually burn
yeah.
it. So.
Well, that's, you know, well, that was Interstellar. They shot that on film on IMAX.
They shot it in space, too,
yeah.
which I think was.
And people were like, why would you
expensive.
Do this? And he's like, fuck you, that's why.
He's like, it wouldn't have looked any different. It's just in your
we
brain.
We could do it in post, Mr. Nolan. I don't know what post is.
Anyway, the movie was obviously supposed to come out, I want to say, in July,
yeah.
right? Like July 8th, maybe. I'm just kind of pulling that out of my ass. But they had to delay it, and they delayed it like a couple weeks, and they were like, no, this is it. We're coming out right now. I don't give a fuck about you.
I'm going to say it's not July 8th, because July 8th is a Wednesday, but I appreciate the
okay,
hustle.
But
the Fortnite stuff, I do have to say that is probably because of the distributor, which is Warner Bros., who has ties to Epic Games in some form or another. So I'm not sure if they're involved with like the Disney stuff. I don't think so. No, they're not. Because that would be Disney.
Okay.
But Thanos
cool,
was in
cool
Fortnite,
segue.
And then Star Wars
cool
was
segue.
Also in Fortnite. So...
That you're correct.
The dead speak.
The dead speak.
That's the shittiest thing in the entire world.
I mean, it's still somehow not the worst Star Wars film, which is the world that we live
no.
in. Anyway.
Yeah.
So June 12th was the original date, actually,
oh,
and then it was pushed back.
That was a year
so
ago.
So that wasn't far off.
Oh, my God.
You
were about a month off.
And then,
but...
I was, you know, maybe, on June... So it was, then they pushed it back to July 31st. Mm. And then they pushed it back to August 12th.
I have a feeling
and
it's gonna get pushed
let me
back
double,
again.
Let me double check. Let me see what the people are saying.
I do think 2020? That August is going to be peak Waterworld stunt show season. Not to be a Debbie Downer or anything, but
yeah, right now it says right now they're like it's definitely in August.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, it's right now it's at number 14 on IMDb, which means that weirdly close to Greenland, Christopher. So I don't really know what to say about that.
Well,
one.
Due to all the smokers and jet skis circling around in the Waterworld stunt show, everything's closing again in California as of today. So
closing almost everywhere, which is fun.
Yeah,
except for Florida, who's run with because the state's run by a sociopath, which is cool.
The dead speak.
So yeah, it's just Tenet went very hard with like for their July 31st position, I'm pretty sure, because they were like, no, we're doing this, we're definitely coming out, and everyone was like, hey buddy, you're not. And they were like, no, you have to see this movie in the theater,
yeah,
or you won't understand what a Tenet is.
I don't,
you won't understand, you won't know about the big plane or what Robert Pattinson's doing there. And I'm like, yeah, you're right, but we can probably wait. And they're like, no. And then they moved it to August. And I'm almost entirely sure that it will not come out this year.
I don't think
it will come out this year. But it doesn't mean they won't be petty about it.
I would almost laugh forever. My ass off if it came out on streaming. Just not just because I can see
would,
it. Then.
I don't think they would let that happen.
But what if it does?
They would hold on
to
it.
It'll come out like on Fortnite. Just the whole thing.
If anything fell, I think it would be Black Widow, to be honest with you. And I know that's a rough thing to say.
No, they put it on Disney Plus.
No, they put on Disney Plus. Why would you put anything on Hulu? Mean.
Well, they should put New Mutants on Hulu.
They should put New Mutants on Hulu. I forgot to mention that one because that movie gets delayed all the time, even when there isn't a Waterworld stunt show going on.
Who's the Game of Thrones actress in that?
Is there a Game of Thrones actress?
Yes.
Arya, right?
I forget what her name is in real life, but I think she was
she has one.
16 when they filmed the movie, and
oh,
I think
God.
She's now 35, so...
I don't know if... Well, maybe. Waterworld is kind of pushed to my perception of space-time.
Water will do that.
Which is cool.
So.
Also, it's real wacky that Christopher Nolan won't let anyone sit down on set, which is... kind of a weird call.
I don't think... Okay, there's, like, set photos of people sitting. So I think it's just, like, chairs. He doesn't put a plethora of chairs. Not to defend a millionaire, by the way.
No, I'm not saying it's, like, evil. It's just...
It's bizarre.
Sometimes it's funny to make fun of people who do really dumb fucking shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
even if they're, you know, auteurs or geniuses or whatever.
The thing... He also doesn't allow cell phones or water bottles, which are two things that I also agree with.
Sure.
I mean, you and I have been on...
The chair thing is still
a little
stupid.
The chair thing's weird. And slightly sketch. But you and I have both been on sets. Where there's just...
I've been on set.
Far too many people doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
So, I get the idea of wanting to have a group of people who actually are there to work. As opposed to, I mean, we did win on college sets, so I would hope that they're different if they're actually getting paid. But when the hope is for you know your afternoon to be on a 12-hour set, you're the only thing you're looking forward to is the like 5-inch Subway sandwich from Crafty. I feel like you're allowed to just kind of bum around for like 6 of those hours.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. Know. Unless it's one of those things where you're like, why'd you start up? And they're like, well, the extras didn't show up. And you're like, oh, okay.
God damn.
Because I did show up to a set of, like, a short film that I wrote. And I was just like, I just want to see, like, what it's like. And they were like, well, do you want to be in it? Because we don't have anyone in it. And I'm like, all right. And I met, like, extras. Obviously, they had a cast.
You're like,
anyway,
it's my time to shine.
To sum up what I'm trying to say about Tenet, because
yes.
We'll cut most of this bit.
No, we won't.
Is that... fuck! Is that it's going to keep getting delayed, and I think certain people need to be more adult about it. And that, I think, a chair or two, not the end of the world.
No, it's not.
also, in the same vein as movies that were pushed, I want to mention that Supernatural should have ended in May.
Yes.
but because of the stunt show, the finale was delayed. And I was very excited to be free.
Yeah, and thus our recap of the entire series of Supernatural has also been
delayed.
Yeah,
we're going to do a big Supernatural episode in the future. Can't exactly tell you when that is, because who knows. Mm. But I'm excited for it all the same.
Well, I'm glad they didn't pull a Blacklist. Because, yeah. for context, for everybody, Blacklist had a finale that they shot half of before the Waterworld stunt show shut down productions. And like any good network, NBC was like, let's just hold off on doing the, you know, finale. We'll pick it up when we can and everything will look fine and congruent. Just kidding, they animated half of it. The half that they didn't finish, they probably sent to like a Korean animation house who had 20 minutes to put together a bunch of poorly animated scenes and just were like, here you go. We did it in Flash Player. Have fun.
It's one of those things that people who like watch the show in the future will be like, hey, why'd that happen?
Yeah. Old 20 people who were watching The Blacklist were like, whoa, this is weird. I don't know, man.
Maybe Ultron being a bad guy, good guy is the best show ever. Who knows?
I mean, he's a very compelling actor, so.
Oh, sure. As long as he's far away from The Office, yes.
God, he's so bad in The Office.
It's terrible. The Office. I don't know what that bit was supposed to be.
Oh, we'll do an Office episode where I just realized that I hate The Office, but
I don't hate it. I get irritated by the too much of it.
Yeah.
That there was.
Yeah. There didn't need to be 7 seasons.
No.
No. But we'll do a Peacock episode, don't worry, because that...
The Peacock episode's coming. We're going to watch a show. I'm not going to say what it is, because I don't want to spoil it.
But it's
going to
be the best show on Peacock.
We got an exciting, exciting ship.
It's really
going to
be
guys,
really good.
So.
It's really good.
All 9 of you, yeah. Or whatever. So get ready. Sorry, peel back the curtain a little there. Oops.
Don't blast my ass, man.
So, is it time? I feel like I've hit all the major films that we've been missing.
I think we need to...
So I think we need to talk about...
Middle Watch.
Everybody's favorite.
So, Shane, do you want to talk about this segment? It's our longest running, most popular segment of the podcast.
Almost our only segment, you could say. You could say it. So, a long time ago... I got a little bit bummed when I realized, oh, there's no way you could possibly watch all the television out there. Because mm-hmm. people are always throwing recommendations left and right. And I obviously appreciate it. But you're kind of like, well, how the fuck can I watch all this shit? But at the same time, on the flip side, you're never going to run out of content. Like, even if like all television stopped right now,
yes. You
would have enough TV to last almost the rest of your life. And I decided, why not just like look at a show that you've never seen and have no context for and just watch an episode in the middle. Because, you know, it's like, it's wacky and it's a fun way to see like TV without all the stuff built around it. And I'm not saying that like my judgment of these episodes is fair to the show, because maybe the show is much worse or much better. Who knows? But it's just a fun little stab in the dark because the world of TV is ginormous.
Yes.
And sometimes it's fun to make fun of it a little bit.
It's very fun to make fun of it, because there's a lot that's bad, and we've experienced a lot of bad things, and...
We've experienced some real, real shitty stuff.
Haven, The Dark Crystal.
Dark Crystal, at least they worked on.
Yeah.
Okay, that can be said.
It was someone's dream, at least.
Fucking Defiance.
God damn, I was trying to think of the name, and I just couldn't.
I know.
Haku was good, or however you say that. Haiku?
Yeah, that was fine. Fun. Like that, you know, that's what it was supposed to be.
But this week, we went
in a different direction.
We didn't watch TV. We watched HBO. And
or BBC, because I think they might have done it.
Oh!
Well, I was reading about it a little bit.
Wait, hold on. You didn't say the name of the show. Cool.
The show is
Gunpowder, and it's a 3-part miniseries that we watch on HBO.
Yes.
Yes. Hence my thought that HBO did it.
Yeah. No, I get it. I'm just... Gunpowder is a British historical drama miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
I think it aired on BBC and then HBO, like, bought it for America or whatever.
Okay.
If that's how it worked. Unless there were two fucking Gunpowders, but I really, really
I would
doubt
hope
it.
Not. Because that's God, really dumb. Not.
That's terrifying.
I mean, there were two there offices, two of so, you know, anything's one possible. Of them was some...
Yeah, no, it's the same one.
Okay, so it was a BBC.
Yeah.
Part of the thing for Middle Watch is I do zero research on the show, and then Shane does all the research during it. So,
well, no, I just found out today, but that's fine. So Gunpowder, just as a quick summarization, is all about conspiracy, and it's starring everyone's favorite Kit Harington.
Perfect, but Kit Harington.
It's true.
As Robert Catesby, who...
Which is a fun name.
It's a fun name. And it tells the tale of the failed gunpowder plot of... Is it 1605 or whatever?
That seems right. And, November 5th.
Yeah, which is a plot by Catholics to assassinate the then King of England and Parliament and everything. Yeah.
So it's a major coup.
Yes.
And it's some wild shit.
It's wild.
Yeah, it's fair. The episode opens and Kit Harington wastes no time. I'm just going to call him Kit Harington. Yeah. And he's like, he's trying to convince Spain.
Yes.
Like the government and military to like help him kill the king. Like he just walks up into the room and is like, I'm going to kill the king.
I want to do it.
It's all I've ever wanted. Could you please help me do this? And they're like, oh, I don't know, man. I don't know about
this.
Like,
we're in peace talks with
England.
It's
kind of a weird thing to do. And also, randomly, which is fun, which kind of it kind of defeats Kit Harington's most of his argument. Because he's like, the Catholics aren't being treated well. Maybe it's true. But he's talking to, like, these officials in Spain. And they're like, no. We take Catholicism really seriously. We like to burn people alive. Like, here's this Jewish man. We're just going to light him on fire. Trust me, we care about religion. It's going to be fine.
Yeah,
and then Kit Harington's like, bad. That's fine. And he's walked away. And I'm like, what?
It's like, as long as like, it's not me getting persecuted, it's fine.
This is mean, but this is the one time where I look at a revolution and I'm like, eh.
But that was also the most American thing ever in any television show, by the way.
Just being like, oh, there's problems with the things that I do? No, whatever. Yeah.
I do think people were getting executed, and I do think, like, generally he was a bad king.
Oh, no, I'm sure. I'm not. And in no way am I saying, like, monarchy is good.
It's super weird because I went into some research on just the actual event because I was curious. Uh-huh. And people in England apparently celebrate the failure of this plot.
Yeah, it's like a meme. It's like a meme.
Which is very funny to me, I guess.
It's
a meme. You know, I was like, oh, okay.
I feel like it would have probably ruined history. A little bit. I do like that it comes up in V for Vendetta. And
that's how the movie
in V for
opens.
Vendetta, they really don't mention, like, why he was doing it. Because you could almost argue that Kit Harington's not a good person. Not in general.
Yeah, his character.
Obviously.
Catesby.
Yeah.
Catesby.
Catesby. But in V for Vendetta, it's more just, like, the balls.
Yeah.
That's all they really talk about. They're like, the balls of this guy. And they were like, but what if it was a good thing that you blow up Parliament? And then in that movie, they do. Spoiler. Fucking 2005.
It's a good movie, though.
Or whatever. It's a great film. Honestly, it's way ahead of its
time.
Hey, do
you like Dominoes? What if I spent 14 hours making a V in Dominoes?
I like when they're thematically used.
Okay, good. Good.
You know?
Yeah.
When there's, like, symbolism and there's a lot of words.
I wonder what the V stands for.
Especially.
Vengeance, I think, right?
I wish they would just come out and tell us. It takes so long in that movie to know what he's about.
Anyways, going back to Gunpowder.
Going back to the thing that's not good, so we don't talk about something
so,
that is good.
So, according to Robert Catesby, Catholics are being, persecuted to
oppressed
some extent.
Or whatever.
Not that I don't have sympathy, but I was looking it up, there was a split between the Roman Catholic Church and the Church of England, which... was Episcopalian Anglican kind of thing, Protestant sect of Christianity, which is essentially the same thing. Whatever. There's minute details in the differences that, you know,
semantic
whatever. But so, yeah, Kit Harington essentially is a terrorist to the state because he wants radical change through violence. And, yeah, we meet kind of the villain, one of the mini villains, but the one that's a little bit more active in this episode.
Paul Giamatti?
No.
Not really, but kind of.
The king's secretary.
He's a huge dick.
Cecile? Cecil?
Sure, let's just say Cecil.
Cecil.
Who's going to check us on this?
And
no one.
He's the actor. We should pull up an IMDb list because I'm just gonna say
I'll do it right
thanks,
now
man.
Okay,
but he plays Mycroft in the BBC Sherlock, so very like a veteran actor, very good. That's the thing that I want to say about this show is all the acting's pretty spot on.
There are actually a couple moments I really like
value very
oh yeah
high.
No it is it's Robert Cecil Lord Robert Cecil.
What's a lot of Roberts in this?
Wait, give me something.
What's the actor's name?
Oh yeah, Mark Gatiss.
Mark Gatiss, thank you. He plays this character super well. He has like this like neck thing that he's doing, and he's just like an all around asshole.
No, he's a huge asshole. He threatens Kit Harington's mom and kid,
and
at one point, because he goes to the estate,
sister-in-law,
and is like,
cousin?
Hey, where is he?
Yeah,
we'll kill him. Although his mom or cousin, isn't it his mom?
I
don't know.
His cousin.
Well, okay. She tells him to go fuck himself, like super eloquently.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like, your whole profession is bullshit and I hate you. And then he just leaves. He's like, I got nothing. And he just
Liv Tyler. She's great.
Oh yeah.
I do think
it's a good scene.
It's a good scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and then his kid kind of rats him out.
He tries, but he's also, you know, like six, so it's not it's because all he has to do is bowl, sadly, the hallway or whatever the fuck that was, which is cool.
Yeah, so after Kit Harington goes to Spain, he goes to Brussels.
He does go to Brussels.
Yeah, and he meets Guy Fawkes.
He does meet Guy Fawkes.
Who doesn't use the name Guy Fawkes.
That's true, it's weird.
It's weird. He's like, I'm Bobbert or whatever the hell, I don't know.
Not everyone's named Robert.
Yeah, so that was neat.
It was neat. There's something, I guess it's situational irony, but it's also like this impending sense of doom because spoiler alert about history, this shit does not work even a little bit.
No, everybody involved ends up dead.
Watching all these characters like try to do something that will ultimately fail is kind of interesting, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh, you guys, it's going to get fucked up. You still, and like,
And I do feel like this episode was, like, the hopeful one, you know?
Yeah, because you're like, oh, maybe, even though no.
Yeah.
But
even if you, like, if you didn't know history.
Well, because they're getting allies, and they honestly accomplished, like, a weird amount and are pretty competent through most of it. And you're like, wow, good job, guys. And then in the next one, I assume, it's just dead.
Yeah, it
Which
fails
cool.
epically. What else did I have about this?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, there's a cool bar fight.
Oh yeah, bar fight's fun.
So they are meeting for whatever reason in this bar, kind of
which
in this back
in a pretty public bar though. Which is,
yeah.
Who am
and
I? You know,
some random dude who I guess is an informant or got, you know, there's a bounty on Catsby or information on Catsby, and he runs and tells Cecil, and he's like, hey, Catsby's in this tavern. He's like, oh, shit. And so they all, a bunch of knights and people go to, like, mess him up. And we see Guy Fawkes do some cool stuff and, like,
oh,
absolutely,
fucks him
like,
up, honestly.
Brutalize,
and it's
like
it's cool
people.
Because, like, he could stab him, but he's like, no. And he just punches him so incredibly hard that, like, you could hear it.
He breaks
like,
his
throughout
nose.
The whole house. It's just like such a crunch, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's pretty rad that scene.
It is
because they have like a, you know, they're not like Game of Thrones, like whacking each other with big old swords. But it's like good, a little bit more fencing.
The physicality of it's good though. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, definitely.
They do capture one of them, like the this young priest dude who honestly obviously couldn't fight at all.
He's about 40 pounds soaking wet, but yeah.
And that's crazy. And then some more stuff happens. There's a really short scene where the secretary's meeting with, like, a Spanish official.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, listen, if we give you, like, some boat privileges, if you can park your boats in England sometimes, we want to be able to oppress the Catholics. And Spain is like, yeah, it's fine.
I'm listening. Yeah.
So it's a cool boats versus civil rights bit that they
but
do.
But back then, people weren't people, so...
Yeah, I guess.
You had to be rich to earn... earn, I guess, the right to be a human being.
Everything has changed a lot, of course.
No, it hasn't.
So Kit Harington rolls back into his house in the middle of the night, and his son is sleeping in his old wife's bed. And apparently his wife died in that bed, which made me think he should have gotten rid of the bed because...
I think, yeah, because that's kind of gross.
He died in it. But it's a pretty good scene because he... even though he's dedicated a lot of years of his life to a pointless revolution against nothing, I wrote this fucking shit down. Oh, he's talking to his son, and he's like, I want to see you prosper, and like that's all I've ever wanted to happen. And it's kind of a good scene, and I want to mention that the music is weirdly good in this.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's honestly really good. It's this guy named... I'm going to butcher this guy's name, so sorry. It's Volker... Bertelmann?
Sure.
He's like this composer dude. Big fan.
this one
I'm just,
thing he
I'm
did.
I'm just trying to give the smidge bit of credit, if I may.
Please.
What else? There's a good transition when the king is like talking about how everyone will bow to me, and then they transition to the sewers where they want to put the bombs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's cool.
That was
the
good.
The best part of this, honestly, is probably the prison break,
mm-hmm.
which is one of those moments when, like, Kit Harington, like, actually does an incredible job,
yeah,
like, tactically, and you're like, you should not have been able to do this easily. But he, like, they capture, like, one of the informants or one of the people who guards the prison, and they force him to tell, like, where their priest is, and then Kit Harington slips in, opens the cell, takes the dude out, and he tries to open a door with a set of keys. He breaks the key in the lock, which is not great.
Then there's like 18 keys, and I just
there
aren't
too many
keys.
And then some dude approaches him. He just beats the shit out of him. Almost like it's an afterthought. He's like, I don't have time for this. Just beats the shit out of this guy, and then runs through, and it dodges like all these soldiers. And then they're like, we're just going to slip through the poop hole. And then get out of here. And
they literally go through the shit to get out of
the
prison.
And this is, again, one of those moments when, like, the music is really good. Like, they do that thing where it's, like, it kind of sounds like a heartbeat, or you get that, like, tension rhythm going.
Yeah.
Which is fun. And then they escape onto a boat that two other friends have.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, there are, like, five of them.
Yeah, five people
like,
doing a revolution.
And then they're like, we did it, and now we're going to win forever, and that's how it ends.
Yeah. Two things to note.
For sure.
So they torture the hell out of that priest.
They do. They break most of his bones.
And I forgot that 90% of technology developed by the English was used to torture.
Yeah.
I completely forgot that they were just like, let's just... be horrible people.
I don't think the world forgot.
No, not like, okay, I meant more like
I know
the torture
what you mean.
Aspect.
I know what you
yeah,
mean.
Yeah.
I know.
But yeah, I was like, oh, I forgot about that history where they were just like, they had a whole subdivisions of people who were like, can we find ways to make people bleed forever? And they did.
It's like, how much can we kill someone without actually killing them?
Yeah. And then also the priest who has, like, these open wounds in his body because he's been tortured for hours crawls through the shit and 100% is going to die of, like,
I mean, he's
going to
die anyway because they're all going to get killed by the British.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
yeah.
It was either that or get your spine broken, like, again. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. I would probably pick the poop hole.
The poop hole, yeah.
Because, like, again, that's another moment when, like, the sound department just killed it. Because he's in, like, some inhumane stretcher. And they stretch him too much, and you just hear this crunch. And I'm almost sure he's dead. Mm-hmm. But somehow he isn't. But it just, oh, God.
I want to say it was his hands.
It sounded so bad.
Because his hands were all, like old mangled yeah. when they saved him from the prison, but...
It was rough.
It was rough. It was a rough
bit.
But I thought the performances were really good. I thought production value was super high. London? Absolute garbage city back then. Absolute garbage. Just yeah, mud just and poop like, everywhere.
It's kind of like... It existed.
Yeah. And it was kind of interesting because I think... When people think of kind of like old time England, United Kingdom kind of stuff, they don't ever put stuff in this era, at least to my knowledge.
Probably because it looks shitty.
Because it looks shitty and like costumes are kind of silly because it's like big frills and like those little pants.
It did give me, I don't know if the era is the same at all, but it did kind of remind me of Black Sails, at least kind of. It was, like, a very specific old-timey look.
I want to say it's before Black Sails.
It probably is.
Also, Black Sails is fake, but...
No, I know that. But, obviously, Kit Harington didn't actually try to blow up Parliament, so it's like...
What?
It's true. Oh, he's married.
God. That doesn't... Okay.
No, you know what I mean.
You know, he's married to the Force.
Liberties were taken, obviously.
Yeah. I didn't hate this. Not gonna lie.
I didn't hate it either. It was, like, there were a lot of moments that were tense, and I liked performances. I liked the way things looked. They built tension really well.
Yes.
There wasn't, like, a lot of action, but the stuff that they had was really well put together.
And I think we picked the good episode?
I mean, there were three episodes to choose from.
Yeah. But we've been doing that. We've been either picking good episodes or really bad episodes.
Or usually, like, if a show has a lot of promise, we pick the bad one. Or if we don't think a show is good, we pick the good one. So it's a real... Because I'll be like, this show seems super interesting, and I'll find the one episode that fucking sucks.
You seem almost mad about that.
It's like a power I have.
But I was reading reviews, and that people were complaining about the first episode that had too much nudity, and it was too gory. And I think... In the next episode, like in the finale, people just get disemboweled and stuff.
It seems right.
Do you remember Digsby?
From this episode or in general?
No,
I don't.
He was one of the dudes who like was like, I swear I will be part of this cause and like overthrow the king. He kind of has that dopey hat. Rides up on a horse.
Ah, okay.
Apparently, according to history, he like was about to turn himself in, gets captured, they interrogate him, and he like admits everything, and then they hang him, and while he's still hanging, they like disembowel him and like chastise him and like tear his limbs apart. Totally goes overboard on killing this poor man, and it's just so sad. Because he was going to turn himself in. He didn't do anything.
And more of the story is don't turn yourself in.
Yeah. And then Guy Fawkes kills himself in prison. So.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Yeah, he jumps from the gallows and breaks his neck so he doesn't get torn apart by horses.
Wait, you know what? That's kind of a flex, actually. When you said killed himself in prison, I thought he just like banged his head on a rock. But to jump off the thing right before they get you... Not bad. I'm going to give it to him.
So, and then apparently his buddy in this, Thomas Winter, who they shoot later, you know, in history, they shoot him and then he signs a confession, but people are saying it looks coerced because he spells his name wrong.
Well, talking about torture.
Also torture. And, he tries to do that. But he fails to, like, kill himself. So they still just, like, go ham on him, too. It's very...
Jesus.
That's the thing is, I'm like... Even if you're like, I don't agree with them blowing up Parliament. I feel like after the failed attempt and seeing how terribly they're tortured and killed,
maybe
I should have blown up Parliament.
I get it. I just don't I don't trust Catholicism as a force.
Yeah.
In nature, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Not that I don't know Catholics or like some, you know, not to make this whole thing. It's just,
yeah,
I've seen what happens when they're like at the peak of their game, and I'm sure, like,
yeah, I've seen.
Newspapers in Boston are also aggressively aware of what that looks like. So,
yes.
But it's like it's a whole different time in history. So obviously, power can be different. I read an article really long time ago, like the Catholic Church was rolling into this country, and they were like, "Well, we want women to work here." Like, to be nuns or to do this and do this. And the people were like, women can't do that. They'll be too smart. And I'm like, what a weird moment when the Catholic Church is, like, a beacon of feminism in the land. But, you know, that's history sometimes.
I guess so. Yeah, it surprises you.
Sometimes the bad guys are good guys for a bit. Which is wacky. Wait, what happened to, what happened to Kit Harington?
Oh, he dies.
No, I know, but...
Oh. Oh, you want to know what happens...
In, like, real life, yeah.
So, they, it's weird because he's actually buddies with the king in history. So, the king, they get all set to blow stuff up.
Yeah.
And then the plague rolls back in. And, the king is like, okay, I'm leaving London, peace. And he goes out to the country and, like, just essentially hops from, like, estate to estate. Oddly owned by Catholic people and like bums with them for a bit, and so they're all like, okay, we'll put off the assassination until the plague rolls out, and by then the gunpowder has, you know, gotten wet or whatever happens to gunpowder, and so they have to get more gunpowder, and that's kind of when they get discovered. There's like this note that goes out warning the king about the plot. Nobody to this day knows who sent the note. So
that's intriguing.
It's very intriguing. And so they show the king, and he's like, "Oh, let's arrest these people." And Catesby, who was supposed to like meet with the king and hunt with him, like finds out of the betrayal like 2 weeks before he's supposed to go and hang out with the king, and he's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna do that," and he flees the country. Only to get, like, him and, like, a bunch of people stopped at this, like, home, this, like, estate.
Okay.
And that's when the English roll in, and there's this raid, and, you know, they try to defend the home for as long as they can. And almost randomly, it seems, Catesby's shot from, like, what people describe as, like, a lucky pot shot. He's, like, shot and dies. Like, kind of really unevently.
That is how it be.
So it's super weird. He must have been, like, out for a smoke, and they just, like, were, like, just shooting in the dark and accidentally hit him. But, Thomas Winter was shot. There were a bunch of other dudes who were shot and killed. And then everybody else was arrested. Pretty wild. Pretty wild stuff.
And, yeah, history's brutal.
Yeah, and... If it means anything anymore, the Church of England is going strong and is very much not Catholic, so...
Yeah, wacky stuff.
And it was weird, because the reign of... I want to say it was King James? Or something like that? His reign has been described as one that's pretty lenient towards, like, religious freedoms. So, really weird.
It's different, I guess, when you're there.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure.
So, he just kind of, like, after the plot was exposed and everybody was killed, he just kind of, like, forgot about oppressing people.
I mean, he's probably, like, at least. He's probably, like, you know, relax maybe a bit after all that.
Oh, but the priest friend.
Yes.
From, who's, like, hiding in the attic or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He super dies.
And of course.
Very, Everybody, even though they're, like... He wasn't really involved, and he's like, "Oh,
well,
kill him."
You know how the British are.
It's true. That's, you know, what they do best.
You know, you throw a snowball at them, and then they massacre a town. That's just the British way.
It's true.
Yeah, but no, fun. Not bad.
Not bad. BBC, I don't think I'll watch anymore. HBO.
I won't either, because we just did talk about for 10 minutes how everyone dies horribly and brutally. So I feel like I kind of got the gist of it.
And also, I think we watched, like, if it was more episodes, I'd probably watch it. But since we kind of watched the meat of it, you know, I think I've gotten kind of the gist of everything. Yeah. But
I've gotten the experience, but not a bad experience.
If you want to kill 3 hours, you know,
if you
want to
kill
show,
3 hours, even though we did tell you what happens and how it ends, by all means, it's on HBO Max, which is like
everything.
Who really knows what it is? But it's on HBO Max.
All I know is that I had HBO Now, and then there was like an app update, and then suddenly I was paying $15, and I was like, okay,
I guess I'll have this now. Money is gone now.
Yeah, it's like, oh, neat, cool.
Money, but I didn't need it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole episode obviously sponsored by HBO Max. I'm kidding.
HBO Max, where you can watch South Park, and then 20 minutes later you can watch Sesame Street.
You know, don't watch South Park, though, because you can really spend your time doing anything else.
Yeah. Anyway. Studio Ghibli's on there.
That's good.
Yeah.
Gotta watch The Cat Returns.
Yeah, that's on there.
Gotta watch it.
Yeah. It's so weird.
I know it's weird.
Have you watched the American dub?
No.
Anne Hathaway. Is it haunted? Anne Hathaway is the lead in that. Which is so weird to me.
That's so weird, but it doesn't sound wrong. You know what I mean?
No, like, it doesn't.
Sure. She's Catwoman, so.
Yeah. Dad, got him. Got me. Yeah. I'm just going to quit.
That we're done with the podcast. Right? We decided to end with the Kit Harington episode, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bye.
This episode, again, sponsored by Cat People.
Also, Kit Harington's perfectly round buttocks.
Brought to you by Game of Thrones, a show. That's my review.
Game of Thrones. It's the start of something good.
Game of Thrones, it was. And now it isn't.
So bizarre. And that's the thing is, like, people still refer, I mean, I will still refer to people who were in Game of Thrones as actors from Game of Thrones, even 1,000 years in the future when I'm dead.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like how Daniel Radcliffe is Harry Potter forever, even if he's not Harry Potter.
That's true. You know? He was Harry Potter for like 8 years.
Well, yeah, so it leaves an imprint, you know?
Yeah.
I get you.
Yeah. So should we end on Harry Potter, I guess?
I don't have much else to talk about.
Are you watching anything right now?
Am I watching? Oh, I did recently start Kingdom on Netflix, which is, it's in Korean, and it's about like a zombie outbreak.
Mm-hmm.
And also there's like a bastard prince who is technically in line, but everyone's trying to conspire against him, and there's a huge royal conspiracy going on, and people are trying to kill him, but also it's crawling with zombies. So it definitely has similarities to Game of Thrones, but it's kind of like if they didn't ignore the zombie outbreak for like 6 years.
Yeah,
like the show did, or B, Jon Snow was cool immediately, because I like love Kit Harington, but there's a while where you're like, what's Jon Snow doing?
I've got my babes.
Then Jon Snow's like, I'm cool now, and you're like, yes. But
took
this
like
dude,
5 seasons.
This dude, it takes like 2 episodes, and he's like, do this, and he's cutting people's heads off, and you're like, all right.
I have a question about the zombies.
Mm-hmm.
Are these magic zombies, or are these biological zombies? Like, is it a curse, or is it like a...
I would say, as far as I know, and I've seen season 1, it's mostly biological. I won't explain the bit. Like, there's a different rule that's not normally in the zombie lore, but it's definitely, it's technically a virus.
Okay.
Like, it starts in a kind of a weird way. But yeah, it's a virus.
Is there any like magic in the world or no?
No, not that I'm aware of. Unless that's they're cool. Like in season 2, they're like also.
Also magic,
which would be weird. No, it takes place. It seems like it's mostly like within our history, except for obviously the zombies.
Zombies, yeah.
Like they mention, like when somebody lights a signal fire, you know, which is like, oh no, there's a problem, and somebody's like, is Japan invading again? So it's kind of it's kind of a similar geopolitical situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the real world, it's just also there are zombies that just will devour an entire village in 15 minutes.
Well, you know, so, when you're hungry, you know?
That's true. So,
yeah. When I get hungry, I eat a village.
You're sponsored by Village Market, which, as far as I know, doesn't exist outside my hometown, but maybe it does.
I don't even know what that is, so.
I guess not. Jesus. But yeah, that's all I'm really watching right now. What about you?
Well, I just watched all of Devs in a Day.
It's true. So that was weird. You do that.
Yeah. Devs on Hulu, starring Nick Offerman and a bunch of other people. It was good. It was like intriguing. The writing and some of the acting is not good.
You know,
but I think overall as a concept, it's pretty interesting. I think it's definitely an instance where they're like, let's have villains, and then like, let's also not really make them evil except for like a few instances.
A few bits, yeah.
Like, I think generally they're not bad people.
They're not terrible. They're just not the best.
I just think there's like one or two dudes who do like.
There is one person who's a bad guy though. If we're gonna be honest, that one guy is a bad guy.
Who has no need to be.
He's just an asshole.
Yeah.
He's just an asshole who's also maybe a little racist.
Who's super racist. He's like, I hate Chinese people. And I'm like.
He's like, it's the Chinese century. And I'm like, well, not, is it?
I don't know.
He's a weird guy.
I would say it's the Waterworld stunt show century.
I will say, like, the vibe of Devs, I really like. It gets very ominous and
the music
cool
is
and futury. Oh, it's
yeah, I mean, it's by the same dude who did Annihilation and
Ex Machina. Didn't he also do 28 Days Later? Am I nuts?
Yes, he did.
Love 28 Days Later.
Yeah, Alex Garland.
Good for that guy.
He just made Devs, which, spoilers, Deus, but, and then there's Ex Machina.
No!
So it's like a whole thing. It's a whole sentence.
It is. Deus Ex Machina. Good for him.
Devs.
Some of the shots of San Francisco also in that show are phenomenal. I was like, am I fucking looking at this city? Nice.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like there's moments of like pure like genius, and there's also moments where I'm like, who did this?
Yeah, I get you, but
someone
like
Annihilation might have been one of my favorite movies of the year that it came out, 2017,
2018.
I don't know, I forget time, but you know, great movie, but. I think Devs had moments where I was like, this is really stupid. This is really dumb. But it was good. It was good. I liked it. I mean, I watched it all in a day, so I don't know what that says.
Yeah, it's a good experience that I would definitely recommend. Yeah.
I want to look up who does the music, because I feel like it's the same
dude
who
like
did Annihilation.
Music. It's probably, yeah, the Annihilation music is also great.
Because
and
it's
obviously,
weird, like, choir orchestral stuff. But there's also this one episode where it's just this really weird, like, like,
I love
like
that. It was so creepy.
It was so creepy, and it worked
creepy.
So well. Yeah.
It did, yeah, it gave me them classic Annihilation Bear vibes, which, you know, is exactly what you want.
The mise-en-scene.
Don't fucking say that to me, bitch.
The mise-en-scene of the show is super good. Yeah. No.
Sounds like a bad French dish. Anyway.
I mean, it is.
Yeah, it's true.
Welcome to film school.
Hey, everyone, watch Breathless. I'm kidding. Don't watch Breathless.
Don't watch Breathless.
It's
a waste of time.
It's fucking garbo.
But I also hate French Expressionism.
French
New Wave.
Yeah, please, thank you. My God.
I'm sorry.
It's not the bicycle movie at all.
I also hated the bicycle.
I don't know if that
that's
is
neo-French
French
new
or
wave.
Italian. I don't know.
It's I'm Italian. It's super Italian.
The bicycle.
I don't know. Who cares? Who gives
it
a
is
shit?
Italian. I'm racist.
Italian new wave?
I'm signing off.
Who cares? It doesn't matter. None of this matters. Film's stupid. Movies are dumb. The world's gonna explode.
I've never seen a film or TV show I've liked, so that's just me.
That's also me.
Ignore everything you've heard this episode. I lied. I hate
film school? What about film school? We got out of Dodge. That's it. Oh, name of the show, baby.
Name of the show. That means it's over now. We've set the title. So, guess we've done it.
We did it.
Jesus.
Well, that's been our time.
That is our time.
They're playing us off. The studio is, he's not even there anymore. Actually, there's been no
studio.
He's
working from home, actually, so.
Oof. Yeah, they're actually cutting off my internet right now, so.
Internet's actually been canceled. The government ran out of it.
The internet farms have all dried up.
Yeah, the bullet farm's still working, though, so yeah, head on down.
You know where our priorities lie.
Gastown.
You mean the Middle
East?
Gas
town, but gasoline.
Gasoline.
Why would they call it gas one time and then not again?
What if they just called it Guz?
Guz town.
Guz town.
Oh, God.
Movies are
funny,
so stupid.
There were three locations in that movie, and there were two of them. What about Happy Feet?
He made Happy Feet.
He did make Happy Feet. That was a trip.
I don't like that movie.
It's a film that exists for reasons that I can't speak of.
The reasons are global warming.
It's not global warming, actually. So.
It didn't. It almost made it worse because
ignore,
it made DVDs.
Ignore that dust bowl that just happened.
We'll put it out with all the water from Waterworld.
It didn't. We you know, two birds, one stone.
Mud. Anyways, that's our time, folks. You can check us out on Twitter.
It's true.
We'll
and Instagram, right? Also,
yeah, that's we actually haven't rebranded those yet, so we don't know what our handles
technically
are.
Yeah, we'll suss it in the next few days.
Probably just look up at a Dodge.
Yeah, at a Dodge will be there for you.
Yeah
we'll give you updates every usually Wednesday about what we're watching.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In case you want some of that context. Also, if I may, if anyone has any suggestions for TV shows that you think would be fun to jump in the middle of, please let us know. Like, we're always open to for fun ideas, and we love, like, communicating with you guys and whatever. So let us know.
Yeah, or if you have any topics that you would want us to talk about, you know, let us know, because we would love to talk about them. You know, if you want to talk... If you want us to talk about, I don't know, Quibi or some shit? I don't know. We probably won't do it.
Please don't bring up Quibi at the end of the episode. I just don't have the emotional ability.
Did you know it stands for
Quibi.
Quick Bites?
Uh-huh.
Anyways, we'll see you
feels
next
like
week,
a zombie
probably.
Ripping out my throat is what that feels like. So,
we'll see you next week or in like 3 months. Who's to say?
No, we'll be there. We're committed now. We changed the name, but we're locked in.
Okay, well, bye-bye, babies.
Goodbye.
Film school is too expensive.
On this, and on this, and welcome to our video.
We had a reptile.